Support for Triad Arts Up Close comes from the George Link Jr. Charitable Trust.
We all have dreams, places we want to see, things we want to do. Ashe County resident Doug Butler had a unique and some might say impossible dream, to climb the highest geographic point in every U.S. state. But in the late 90s and early part of this decade, Doug Butler did just that. Welcome to Triad Arts Up Close. I'm Bradley George. In the world of climbing, it's known as state high pointing. Only about 170 individuals have been successful at it. Doug writes about his high pointing experience in a book, A Walk Atop America.
This came about over a period of time. I first heard about it in 1970 when I was in high school, and one of my teachers was trying to reach the highest point. At that time, only one person had reached the highest point in all 50 states, and it sounded interesting and a little bit odd. But as time went on, it became more interesting. And after I became a mountain climber, I kept thinking, well, when I get older, I'll do this. And then in the late 90s, I guess feeling maybe I was getting older, I decided to try to reach in a several-year period the 50-state summits. I thought it would be a good challenge and a great way to see the United States.
Now, we should say that prior to you going on this sort of project of doing completing all 58 or all 48 or all 50, that you had already reached the summit of some of these mountains, not even knowing that you were going to necessarily do this yet.
Right. Many people reach state high points without realizing it. The most popular state high point in terms of annual visits is Clingman's Dome in Tennessee. It's the highest mountain, the Great Smokies, and about 4 million people a year go to the top of Clingman's Dome. I had done Clingman's Dome. I had done Mount Mitchell, North Carolina's highest point, going down the parkway. It was simply a side trip to see what the view looked like from the top of the mountain. And some of the technical peaks I had done, including Mount Rainier, which I climbed not because it was a state high point, but because it was the most challenging mountain, arguably, in the contiguous 48 United States.
I guess you did Mount Rogers as well, which is not too far from your home in Ashe County.
That's right. That's the closest state high point to my home, and I did that. And it's also the most challenging southeastern state high point. It's about an 8-mile round trip with about a 1,200 or 1,500-foot elevation gain.
You write about in the book sort of the you have to balance this with your desire to climb all these mountains, also with your professional responsibilities, and you were working in a hospital that was getting ready to close down. How did you do that? How were you able to balance your professional life with this avocation, as you call it?
It was a major challenge. I was fortunate as director of the emergency department. In emergency medicine, we have some flexibilities to our schedule. And I could take 1 to 2 week blocks of time and go and travel and do some climbing. Though certainly the professional obligations when I was back working were just as intense as ever. The hospital then closed, giving me the freedom to travel, and I decided to take a major block of time off, essentially a sabbatical, to tour the country and do some climbing and some other things, including working as a physician on some of the Indian reservations on short-term assignments. During that time, I took longer blocks of time, often 3 to 5 weeks, and went out west, climbed and toured, sometimes worked on the Indian reservations as I saw the country. It was a risk professionally to step out like that. It worked out great for me, and I'm very happy with the way my career has changed and evolved, and it's been a positive thing for my career.
Now, there are some high points in the U.S. that are nothing like Mount Rainier or Mount Mitchell or Mount Rogers. I was thinking particularly of Mount Sunflower in Kansas.
That's right. There are some that are relatively flat. Mount Sunflower is one of the flattest ones. It's in West Kansas. My high school teacher told me the story about how he spent most of a day trying to find the top of what is now called Mount Sunflower. It was unmarked at the time except by the U.S. Geologic Survey, which puts small disks, about 3-inch metal disks, in the ground near mountaintops. And he spent most of the day because all the hills in West Kansas are just about the same height. Now it's marked with a sculpture of about 12 foot tall sunflower of welded railroad ties. So it's quite visible. You can drive near the base, and it's about maybe a 150 foot walk from there to the top of the mountain, and looking over the prairie then.
I have to wonder, do you feel the same sense of satisfaction climbing something like that as you would, say, Mount Rainier?
To a degree, yes. There's a certain, each state high point has a special quality to it, and each state high point has its own challenges, some of which are access challenges, some of which are just the challenge of being able to locate the high point. Of course, on the larger and more difficult mountains, there's the physical challenge on Rainier that you don't face on the lower high points. And so in that way, it's different. But I felt each high point was special, and I enjoyed each high point in its own way.
Of all the peaks, is there one in particular that you feel most proud of reaching the peak of?
The two that I enjoyed the most was Gannett Peak in Wyoming and Mount Katahdin in Maine. I took more challenging routes on each peak, and it was just a combination of beautiful climbs, beautiful weather conditions, and beautiful mountains. And those were the two that were really my favorites that I did.
You mentioned Gannett Peak, and that's sort of, I guess, a segue into the photography part of what you did, because you took a very stunning photograph of Gannett Peak.
Yes, we had fantastic weather, fantastic lighting, and from high camp, I was very fortunate one afternoon. The clouds and the lighting were just right, and it's one of the favorite photos of mine that I took in all the mountains.
Do you think that it's helped, made any difference for you in your career that you did this?
I think it definitely has, because I had such a positive experience as I toured the country, and strangers would step up to help me. And it was, everybody seemed to be very helpful. In medicine, a lot of times, especially today, when medicine involves so much business, so much fighting insurance companies, so much bureaucracy, you really can lose sight of some of the positive aspects of it. After this experience, I wanted to work in a situation where I did not have to fight the bureaucracies as much. I could deal directly with patients and with much more joy in dealing with patients. So I feel it definitely was a big help to me, changed my career, and really changed the direction that I went.
Doug Butler is author of the book A Walk Atop America. It's published by Parkway Publishing. You can find more information on the book and see photographs of Doug's mountain adventures at awalkatopamerica.com. Also, many of those photographs are on view at the Hawthorne Gallery on Southwest 4th Street in Winston-Salem. Their website is hawthorneart.com. That's Triad Arts Up Close for today. I'm Bradley George. Thanks for listening.
Support for Triad Arts Up Close comes from the George Link Jr. Charitable Trust.